You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Rotary Club of Hayward area is inviting community members and businesses to participate in their annual school supply drive. Between now and September 3rd, residents can drop off school supplies like notebooks, pencils, and backpacks at a number of locations, including St. Joseph's Church, Walmart, and the Sherman and Ruth Weiss Community Library. The Rotary Club of Hayward area is also looking for additional area businesses interested in setting up a donation box. A full list of drop-off locations is available on the organization's website. The Nemadji Trail Energy Center project was among those fast-tracked by the Trump administration last month, but Superior Mayor Jim Payne still says there is no meaningful path to construction for the project. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers issued a needed permit for the gas-fired power plant project in July, but the city of Superior has denied the necessary local approvals amid community pushback and environmental concerns. The Department of Natural Resources also says the owners have not reapplied for an air permit or been issued a stormwater permit. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Barron County is inviting area residents to a stress and caregiving management webinar next week. The Stress Less, Care Better event will be held online on August 14th from 1 to 2 p.m. The goal of the informational session is to help family caregivers address common challenges they face, like learning to identify the difference between regular stress and burnout, as well as sharing some simple coping strategies. Interested residents can RSVP for the webinar on the Aging and Disability Resource Center's website. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is now accepting applications for dairy processor grants. According to a press release, eligible applicants must operate a licensed dairy processing plant in the state. The grant funding can be used to address a wide variety of business needs, including staff training, food safety improvements, and even expanding or modernizing plants. Recipients could get up to $50,000 in grant funding per project, and applications must be submitted to the agency by September 17th. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers are pushing for the passage of legislation that would bring additional immunity protection for 911 dispatchers. The legislation was proposed in June and would provide immunity to 911 call centers and dispatchers when transferring a call to the suicide hotline. The bill contains exceptions for gross negligence or willful misconduct. Critics of the legislation say it's unnecessary, as government employees already have a degree of immunity from civil liability when exercising discretion as part of their official duties. More high school seniors are being automatically admitted to the universities of Wisconsin. According to a press release, nearly 34,000 seniors from nearly 470 schools received admission offers through the Direct Admit Wisconsin program. The second year of the program saw over 150 more schools and over 9,000 more students participate compared to 2024. The program admits Wisconsin students to UW schools except Madison, Eau Claire, and La Crosse automatically based on grades and coursework after junior year. A public hearing for area residents to challenge the permits issued for the Enbridge Energy Line 5 Pipeline Relocation Project will be held in Ashland next week. The hearing on August 12th will be the first in a series of hearings through October 3rd. The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa and conservation activists are challenging approvals issued by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, citing potential damage to area wetlands and waterways. Tuesday's hearing will be held at the Northwood Technical College Conference Center at 9 a.m. An Ettrick man facing charges of contractor theft in multiple western Wisconsin counties has been sentenced in Polk County. According to court documents, 43-year-old David Olson of Frontline Roofing and Exteriors entered a guilty plea to the charge after being accused of accepting more than $25,000 for a roofing job in Polk County and failing to complete that job. He's also facing similar criminal charges in Washburn, St. Croix, Dunn, and Chippewa counties for allegedly accepting payments for roof repair jobs but not actually completing them. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in Aquatic Invasive Species Snapshot Day this week. The event is part of a statewide effort by the agency to raise awareness about the dangers that aquatic invasive species pose to the state's waterways. Volunteers will gather at training sites across the state to learn how to locate and identify the aquatic invasive species and catalog the findings to help the agency track their spread. Residents interested in participating in the event must register online by Friday. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced a court order blocking the Trump administration from repurposing billions of dollars in disaster mitigation funding this week. According to a press release, the lawsuit was filed by a multi-state coalition and sought to block the Federal Emergency Management Agency from canceling funding for the Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities Grant Program. The cancellation would have affected dozens of projects in Wisconsin, including some seeking to build flood and tornado resilient infrastructure. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Pack prepares for the Jets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from training camp in Green Bay, where the Packers host the New York Jets this Saturday night. Are the players looking forward to playing in their first preseason game? Wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Yeah, it's always excitement, especially going back out to Lambeau, man, like going out to see the fans and, you know, just that environment. It's a different feel. You get chills and I'm excited, you know, for whatever that may be, you know, going out there. I'm excited for it.
Baseball, the Brewers have the night off before opening a weekend series against the Mets. The Crew beat the Braves 5-4 to complete a three-game sweep in Atlanta. Pat Murphy praised Jose Quintana and the pitching staff after the victory.
Bullpen was special tonight. Q, six-inning start. You look at that lineup. Eli White is as hot as anybody's got four homers in the last five games or something. Albies, Olsen, Ozuna, Murphy, Profar, Harris. Those guys have been an all-star or whatever. That's a good lineup.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Tulsa King is somehow still in the air and we'll get a season 3. Half kidding. It's a good guilty pleasure if sometimes you just need to watch good, bad TV and can still stomach Sylvester Stallone. The trailer for the new season is available now. In season 3, Stallone will look much different as he ran out of steroids. It's possible. It's not all bad though. Samuel Jackson is part of the cast for the new season. Season 3 of Tulsa King drops September 21st on Paramount Plus. The practice of using loud noises to scare wolves away from cattle is not new. Practice of using an Oscar-nominated film to do so, however, is. It's called wolf hazing and oftentimes involves a loudspeaker that broadcasts gunshots or fireworks. According to the New York Post, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, to help protect cattle and keep predatory wolves away, is now using scenes from the film Marriage Story that involves shouting and arguing, which reminds me, I need to call my wife. What they should really do is show Rob Schneider movies, which will just put both species to sleep. There are no huge superhero or action films being released this weekend, so we can all take a deep breath. Having said that, there are a couple highly rated films geared toward family fun and horror. First up is Weapons, a film about classmates who disappear at the same time except one. The film is pulling a highly coveted 100% on Rotten Tomatoes with over 50 reviews in and stars Josh Brolin and Ozark's Julia Garner. And if you're thinking this Friday could get a little freaky, you'd be correct. Family comedy Freakier Friday hits theaters, bringing with it close to an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Freakier Friday stars Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan, who reprise their roles as Tess and Anna from the original film, which was 22 years ago. That's a long time, so that script better be great. If neither of those titles grab you, there are still several blockbusters in the theater, including The Naked Gun, The Bad Guys 2, F1, and Superman. Let's go to the movies. Sharon Stone was part of one of the most controversial scenes in movie history. She recently sat down with Business Insider and addressed the famous no underwear scene from the film Basic Instinct. Stone says that she could have put the kibosh on the scene from a legal standpoint, but didn't want to disappoint director Paul Verhoeven. She has mixed feelings about it looking back, more or less sounding like she would not do it again. As always, Stone was blatantly honest on the situation, saying at the end of the day, the scene made the movie better, made her an icon, and she would work with the director again. She also mentioned in the interview that Michael Douglas was hesitant to work with her, something Douglas's reps completely deny. I'm not sure if Stone not wearing underpants in that famous scene helped the film or not. Frankly, anything would have. It was not a good film. Douglas's bare butt also appeared with no underpants, and nobody ever talked about that. For good reason. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and highs in the low 80s. An isolated storm or two tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low around 63. Mostly sunny, highs in the mid 80s on Friday. Saturday, scattered storms in 83. Sunday's high near 80.
It's 73 at our studios.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.